Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, February 29th. Today he is once more talking about our awakening. You know that you are awakening. As the awakening process that humanity is presently experiencing moves inexorably forward, there is much occurring worldwide that is causing fear and alarm to escalate. Your awakening requires you to release your hold on outdated belief systems that no longer serve you, humanity, and the judgments that inevitably arise from them. Despite the fact that many do claim to be based on love of God, love of neighbor, and love of self, they often judge other beliefs that are not in agreement or alignment with their own to be wrong. Whether the belief system is political, philosophical, economical, or religious does not matter. What matters is that it is different and therefore must be wrong. Having made that judgment, then the members are often told or persuaded to go out and proselytize, and if that method of converting others to the correct belief system is ineffective, conflict often ensues. All across the world, many are realizing that negative judgment of others, that is, people, not behaviors, only aggravates the major issues and problems that human collective has to deal with and resolve at this time. Many of them have been unsettling and disturbing you for eons, but with the rise of modern technology, starting with the Industrial Revolution that commenced about 250 years ago, humanity's ability to harm itself and the planetary ecosystems that support you has increased exponentially, but without a similar and essential increase in the maturity and wisdom necessary to enable you to avoid catastrophic destruction on a vast scale. What is happening now, largely due to the ease with which people all across the planet can communicate with each other and share ideas and information, is an enormously growing awareness that human and planetary well-being cannot be entrusted to an elite group of politicians and industrialists who are themselves controlled by a very small number of extremely powerful and influential people. People of high intelligence who are extremely street smart and amoral, and who have shut down or denied their knowledge of reality, of their individual spiritual natures, as they seek ever more power in the material world, which is for them the only reality, and so they seek to own and control it. This innate tendency towards such intense egotistical behavior has been an aspect of the human collective for eons, arising initially in infancy, as the infant learns that it is separate from its mother and struggles to control her in order to be constantly fed and comforted. This intense egotistical stage should be left behind as the infant grows into childhood and adolescence, but frequently the infant experiences abuse and trauma that effectively locks it at or very close to that stage of emotional and psychological development, so that as its strength and intelligence grow, instead of moving into adulthood, it tends to remain egotistically driven unless some kind of deeply moving emotional, psychological, or spiritual upheaval occurs, leading to a very serious questioning of its belief systems. Right now, all across the world, people are being nudged to very seriously question their innate belief systems as seemingly threatening situations and issues arise that they have to deal with, or as they find that their emotions suddenly appear to be controlling them. For many who have spent their lives believing themselves to be their emotions, the growing realization that this is not so can be very disturbing, as they have relied on them all their lives for guidance to direct their thoughts, words, and actions, and now suddenly they become aware that they can control and direct their emotions. To have to take control and be fully responsible for their attitudes and behaviors can be quite terrifying, and so they may resist doing so very strongly. They will resort to telling themselves stories while blocking from their conscious awareness any truths or facts that they dislike or fear in order to continue as before. But this is no longer possible. Humanity has made the collective decision to awaken, and that decision is completely irreversible. So what is now occurring planet-wide is an unstoppable and growing awareness arising in the consciousness of every human without exception that to be human is but a temporary experience during which a person has forgotten or denied their true nature as spiritual beings, and it is awareness of their spiritual nature that is now arising. When that awareness is accepted and honored, then the pain and suffering induced by emotional turmoil, and which many have been experiencing for most of their lives, starts to diminish, allowing peace and compassion to grow within them. As the understanding that there is no death dawns upon them, an overwhelming sense of relief replaces the fear and anxiety that they have been experiencing so regularly in their daily lives. Those of you reading and or listening to this are very definitely spiritually aware, and you chose to be precisely where you are at this time in order to greatly assist your brothers and sisters in this amazing and most wonderful awakening process. You know that you are awakening. Some of you are worried because it seems to you that your loved ones, families or friends remain unaware. Let go of those worries, because they often lead you to proselytize, which can intensify the intention of those with whom you are engaging in such a fashion to remain in denial of their spiritual nature, if that is what they have been doing. The most effective way to assist others is to set the intent on waking in the morning to be only loving whatever arises, and then repeat that intent as often as you remember to during the day. Remember, in every moment, pin or stick reminders to the fridge and the bathroom mirror that you are a spiritual being infinitely loved by God, who is having a temporary experience as a human in form. As you remember, then immediately engage in loving and forgiving thoughts directed to whoever you happen to be interacting with or to anyone who comes to mind. This is what you are here to do. Nothing more is demanded of you. However, if you feel intuitively, not egoically, guided to say something in the moment or to take some kind of action that is within your power in the moment to do, then most definitely do so. Your support team is with you constantly, and whenever doubts or anxieties arise for you, they will nudge you or give you an indication of what is the best course of action, if any, in that moment. You are never alone. To be alone is impossible. Know that you are lovingly watched over, embraced, and guided in every moment, so do not rely on your frightened ego for guidance or help. If words or actions that you could engage with come to mind that give you an uncomfortable gut feeling, then think again, is this for my highest good or for the highest good of the person of whom I am thinking or with whom I am interacting? If the feeling of discomfort remains, then you might well be best to let it rest. When words or actions feel good, gentle and loving, then you are probably experiencing guidance from your higher self or your support team. Learn to trust yourselves to be loving when you have set that intent, and refrain from judgment or criticism. You cannot know the mind or the motivation of another. So, trust in Source, love, Mother, Father, God, and remind yourselves that the divine will is always achieved. Your loving brother, Jesus.